The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Emma Hetherington is on the line. Emma, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You had two lads at the disco.
That's right, a 16-year-old and 17-year-old. Thankfully, they got home safe.
How far did they have to come? Did they go on one of those buses?
One of them was on a bus, but we don't live too far now. It's only about 10 miles away, but he was on a bus with his friends, and then the younger boy got a lift over.
Okay. Now, I don't know how you heard about the tragedy unfolding. I'm sure most parents, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, knowing their kids were on the bus, would get there by bus, would enjoy the disco, get back on the bus. So most parents would have been blissfully unaware of the tragedy that was unfolding.
Yes, well, the Greenville Hotel is somewhere where I went as a teenager. Thursday nights and Sunday nights were massive when I was a teenager. And the boys go, not all the time, but on occasions. So saw them off for the evening, making sure that enough money, that their lifts home were guaranteed, and they had coats on, and you know what they're like, and they don't want to wear coats. One was wearing a Gaelic top, and I was asking them, was he going to be warm enough, and all the usual minor worries you have when you see them off. And they had left, and I had put my youngest child into bed, and my daughter had gone to visit her aunt, so I had a rare moment that the house, I had the house to myself. My partner had already gone out with my dad for a drink. So I was in the house on my own with a sleeping four-year-old, and I just sat down and I opened my laptop. I was actually just going to use the opportunity to catch up on a bit of work. And just as I was waiting for my laptop to load up, I lifted my phone, and I just saw the most alarming status on someone had shared from the police, saying for parents that there'd been a serious incident in the Greenville Hotel, and for parents to collect the children immediately. And then it said, please do not post rumours. And when you see something like that, you know it's bad. And my blood just went cold and sick. I just felt totally sick to my stomach with panic and worry. Didn't know.
And what did you do? Because obviously you've got the baby. You can't hightail it out of there.
Yeah, I just stood up, and you know, at that moment of panic, you know, what do I do? So my hands were just totally shaking. I couldn't even find their numbers on the phone. I didn't know which one I needed to try first. I got through to the younger one. He had made his way to McDonald's, and just McDonald's just across the road, you know, from the Greenville. And there were a lot of them had gathered there, and just hearing his voice was just such a relief. And then there's still the panic beneath that, you know, because him and his brother weren't going out together. They were with their own friends. So I asked where he was. Was he okay? And his phone just got cut off. So whenever I said to Adam, you know, what happened? He said, Mummy, it's not good. There are people dead. And I said, where's Delta? And the phone just got cut off. So again, just an intensified despair. And then I rang Delta, and thank God he answered the phone after just a few rings. And I went outside, out the back of the house to ring him. I just was pacing the place. I didn't know what to be doing. And just when I heard his voice, then I just cried with relief. And I got through to my partner, Jim, who'd come out with my dad for a drink to hear it. My brother was singing in a local pub, and they'd gone to hear him. So I just wanted to let them know, because I knew that the news would be filtering through.
Sure.
And that it would come to them as well, and just to let them know that the two boys were on their way home and that they were safe.
The relief for you, obviously, terrible news for three sets of parents. But when you got the lads home, what state were they in?
They arrived home individually, and, you know, I just can't tell you how the sound of the door opening each time, just that relief. I just hugged them both when they came in, made them sit down and recall what happened. They were very, very pale, they were very shaken, and they were just completely in shock. Adam, the younger one, had seen a lot of it. Delta hadn't seen as much as him, but he had seen a lot of it, and he told me there was a wee boy on the ground being resuscitated, and that he thinks he knew him. He recognised him as a boy from school. So there was rumours going about then, of course, about deaths, and we were following the news to see if more we could find out. And then I read on one of the reports that there were three children taken to hospital, so I thought, gosh, you know, we've still got hope, you know, maybe there are no deaths, as was rumoured. My daughter had come home at the stage. She had been out visiting her aunt, and she came home and she had opened up to her bedroom. She obviously knew that some of her friends were at the disco, but she didn't seem, she seemed to be a bit disconnected from it all because she wasn't there. So she just came in and had gone up to bed, and it's quite late at this stage. And I just got the boys settled and they'd gone to bed, and I was just preparing for bed myself. Daddy and Jim were home, and I locked the door thinking, gosh, you know, that was scary. Thank God they're home. My bits, you know, of the home pieces is okay, thank God, and hope that somebody else is okay. And then the next thing, Jade, my 17-year-old girl, came screaming down the stairs, shouting. And her scream was just a sound I'll never forget. I said, oh, what's wrong? She said, it's Lauren, my friend, is dead. And I just shouted at her, said, are you sure? Are you definitely sure? And she said, yes. Another friend had rang her and they'd been speaking to Lauren's daddy and it was true. And so the whole nightmare opened up again and she just wanted to go and be with her friends. So it was about 2 a.m. I walked her up to her friend's house and they were just all gathering and crying and, you know, just pure disbelief. And they stayed together that night in one of their friends' house just to be with each other. So yesterday was just as the whole news unfolded, and it turns out that yes, it was of course Lauren, and she lives in our wee village here in Donaghmore in Tyrone, which is a very, very small village where everybody knows everybody else. And then it turns out that the two boys who died were, one was an Adam Sear, he was right, he did recognise him, and another one was a year above him in the academy. So two of my children have lost friends and school friends, and it's just an awful, awful, awful tragedy.
It's a terrible, terrible tragedy, and it's a tragedy for all the survivors, the pals of those who died, as much, well, not quite as much as it is for the families, but they will carry the scars of this for quite some time, I imagine.
Well, thank goodness my own children weren't as close up, you know, in the crowd to be involved in any sort of pushing or shoving, but they said that they did know that that's what was happening, but it was all very much out of control, and that the children were screaming, and then the ambulances arrived and there were sirens, and then there was police tape, you know, around the place, and they were all being asked to leave and get home quickly. So that total trauma, and then the fact that they've been such a close community, that they know the children who have died, and like, I know their parents, that the girls' parents, and it's a trauma that it's going to take them all a long time now to get their heads around. It's just such a horrific way to end the night.
Emma, thank you very much for talking to us. Emma Hetherington, whose two boys were actually at that disco on Sunday night.